Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Daar is 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms oor die westelike en sentrale dele van beide die Noordwes en die Vrystaat. Ook 'n waarskuwing van uiters hoë brandgevaar toestande. Dis oor die Kagiso Molopo plaaslike munisipaliteit in die Noordwes. 'N Bewolkte en koel dag vir die res van ons met buie en donderbuie wat ook verwag kan word oor Gauteng, asook dele van Mpumalanga en Limpopo. Pretoria op na 25, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela en Polokwane 21 en Malagleni 22 en Rustenburg 27 grade.
In Pretoria, daai ongeluk op die N1 suid voor die N4 Witbank snelweg, op hierdie oomblik omtrent 17 minute vertraging daar.
Die grondwetlike hof hoor vanoggend 'n saak aan oor of gevangenes toegang behoort te hê tot skootrekenaars terwyl hulle in die tronk studeer. Argumente sal aangevoer word oor of die verbod op persoonlike skootrekenaars indring op gevangenes se grondwetlike reg om verder te studeer. Dis 'n jaar nadat die appelhof bevind het dat skootrekenaars wel toegelaat moet word in tronkselle. Een legendariese sanger Dolly Parton wil hê dat kinders moet leer lees. Haar Dollywood stichting het meer as 800 miljoen rand in die Nashville Openbare Biblioteek belê om sy nuwe vroeë geletterdheid program 'n hupstoot te gee. Parton sê sy hoop die program sal 'n groot bydrae lewer om 'n liefde vir lees by kinders en gesinne weer te vestig. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, it seems there's plenty from the world of football. South African football greats Jomo Somo, Ephraim Shakes Mashaba, Pule Ace Nzuelengwe and Nelson Teenage Dladla, as well as Banyana coach Desiree Ellis, will be inducted into the South African Hall of Fame this month. Sono and Mashaba were Pirates teammates in the 70s, also coached Bafana. Somo formed Jomo Cosmos in the 80s, also played in the U.S. North American Soccer League. Nzuelengwe and Dladla were teammates at Chiefs in the 70s and 80s. Nzuelengwe also played in the U.S. and was inducted into the U.S. National Soccer Hall of Fame back in 2003. Mike Tyson has downplayed his health concerns but was taking extra precautions, asking those around him to wear face masks before the weekend's bout with Jake Paul. The 58-year-old has not competed in a professional bout since 2005, while 27-year-old Paul has won 10 of his 11 pro fights. The contest has drawn criticism from the boxing community because of the age gap between the two and after it was rescheduled when Tyson had a stomach ulcer back in July. But addressing a press conference yesterday, it sounded like the two fighters were ready to rumble.
There's a lot of talk online saying you're going to kill me and it's just nothing in person. It's, I don't know. It's pretty boring.
I'm just ready. That's what I can say. I'm just ready.
That's all he needs to say. And Mike, I'm just ready. So are we.
The only thing that bothers me about it is I don't feel that Mike Tyson hates him enough.
He's not angry.
He's not angry at him because all the other boxers, he just literally wanted to destroy them to the point of wanting to kill them.
Yes.
And this guy,
it's
almost like he looks at him as a younger sibling.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a young man who wants to do the nice things in the boxing ring. Yeah.
You started off Trump and then moved into Tyson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the little thing.
You saved it. But it's going to be, oh boy, it's going to be amazing. I'm asking you on behalf of South Africa.
Uh-huh.
Find out more or less when they're going to fight. Please don't make us start the day at 3 o'clock
at 3 in
if
the
he's
morning.
Only fighting at 6. We know ons weet wat hulle weet. Nou moet jy weet wat hulle weet en vir ons sê. You're going to have to make a prediction on what time we should start the day.
Plus, okay. Minus, more or less, right, give or take. Okay.
Good luck. And cool. Go. Get Red FM, place more.